Welcome to the Self-Development Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Apodaca. Hey, welcome back to the Self-Development Podcast. Today, I just want to give a brief update about what my ambitions are for this podcast and beyond. So let's start with the podcast. What I would love this podcast to become is a holistic self-development podcast, releasing multiple episodes a week on different topics. So specifically, my ambition is to have Sundays be focused on a spiritual topic, have Tuesdays be focused on a psychological topic, and have Thursdays be focused on a business topic. So if we go back through the episodes that I've released so far, I haven't really had any spiritual topics. I actually have all of those on a whole separate podcast called Theology in Progress. And I plan on keeping them separate because there are some that go really into the weeds of theology and philosophy that are probably better suited for a separate podcast. But for things that are more motivational, more spiritual, more applied to everybody, I'll definitely put those in both podcasts. As for the business side of things, that would be things like when I had Ben Levitt on to talk about podcasting. That'd be a perfect slot for, okay, this is clearly business development. These are ideas that you can use to further yourself professionally. But then psychology is actually where I want to focus a lot of my energy on. I want to really do a deep dive into NLP, which I mentioned in the previous episode. It's neuro-linguistic programming. It is a method of self-development that I have found to be so, so powerful. So I'll begin shortly going through Tony Robbins' books, Unlimited Power, Awaken the Giant Within, and then go through various works by Richard Bandler as well. I already covered one really briefly in the last podcast, but I want to go into a good amount of detail. I'm not sure how long it will take to go through those, but that's the ambition. Beyond that, I was trying to think through, okay, what is the end game? What is the end goal with starting this podcast? Because I just did it because I wanted to, you know? I didn't have huge ambitions for making it into a career or a side income, and I still don't have something crazy specific, but I have something much more specific in mind. What I would love to do is to use this as a platform to create awareness of who I am and become a coach, become like a life coach. Specifically, I want to be someone who more or less has a mastery of the tools of neuro-linguistic programming, which I'm going to be mentioning again and going into lots of detail soon, and using that to help people through personal coaching. And it was really interesting because in the process of about 2 weeks, I went from not even knowing that coaching was something that I wanted to do to considering it, to realizing, yes, this is something I definitely want to do one day, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years, to thinking, hey, maybe I can go to a certification training that's taking place in San Francisco next year. Like, okay, maybe sometime next year I can really start taking this seriously. Then it was a long story of how it took place, but I ended up in a business consulting meeting. It was like his name is Phil Ellis. He helps small businesses really figure out how they can improve what they're doing. And he met with me, which was very gracious of him. He's a great, awesome guy. And he was really questioning, okay, why are you waiting? And I kind of assumed that I needed some level of certification. And it was really cool. He helped me understand that I know enough. Like, we talked about NLP for a little bit, and he was asking me how much I know, and he asked me to explain some things, and I did. And he's like, you know enough to be able to really start helping people today. Like, people would be willing to pay you for this help. And he mentioned that the best coach that he knew was 21. He didn't even know that much. But this guy, what he did was he was able to interrupt people's patterns and help them to see things from a different perspective. Plus, plenty of people who know way less than me are already doing it. Plus, I really don't think many people have the dedication that I do to helping people with this tool. So there are many people who could use the help of someone who just even has some familiarity with NLP. So that's the ambition. I'm going to start doing that now. I actually had my first meeting with someone today, and I have another one planned for tomorrow. And so I'm just going to begin doing this, taking it one step at a time, doing a few free sessions, and then hopefully being able to transition as soon as possible into even charging for it, making a little bit of side income through it. I'm not doing this to get rich by any means, but I really do want to help people with these tools, and I think it'd be great for people to learn this stuff. All right, now you know a little bit about what I plan on doing. Be sure to check in next time because I'm going to be doing a live... Stop saying...